One day from that money stuff in the bank. But don't put your finger there.
Last week I spoke about the fact that when Mashiach will come, everyone will be rich, yeah? Madanim Mitzuyin Kafar. So there was another one Nekuda that I missed that I wanted to speak about, which is really a discussion in of itself, which is the Shita of Shmuel. And Shita Shmuel is regarding whether there'll be poor people when Mashiach will come, and in essence, it's very fundamental to the whole Shita of the essence of the days of Mashiach, what they're all about.
How much you have to have to be rich?
You won't have to have anything. It says as a Sifri on Parshas Hazino on the Pasuk Hashem Bodot Yanchem Ovein Im Vekel Mecher. When Mashiach will come, David will take care of Yidden himself. So it says, what's the lover? You won't have to be involved in any business whatsoever.
The man in Shabbos or in Brachas asks, what's the meaning of rich? The man asks, what's his Asher?
Today or Moshiach times?
The man asks,
what is a Shiddes?
In Halacha.
But this says that he's happy with, he's certain with the Shiddes. He says, in the Brachas or in Shabbos, he wants to say something about it.
So the Sifri says that Hashem literally means the Eibishter will lead Yidden himself. There won't be any other gods with him. That means Yidden won't have to be involved in anything else. It says that you won't personal walk outside. It says the wheat will grow as tall as cedar trees, and the wheat kernels, they'll. The Eibishter will bring a wind, they'll rub against each other, and the flour will fall down, and you just go, you pick up your handful. Not a mushel, Dvarim Kipshutam. I mean, Emtan Dvarim Kipshutam. The Rambam explains, look, maybe we'll speak about the mushel. Why do you have to say it's a mushel? And they're saying later on.
Navi is mushel.
Huh? It's not Navi a Navi, this is a Sifri. If you want. Anyway, so. So the truth is that I mentioned last week a number of many different nevuas which are explain how the Eden will be rich, a very fundamental nevua, which is maybe not so famous, but as we'll soon see, it's fundamental to this sugya, is the nevua is in Zechariah, and Trei Yosser, Zechariah was one of the last, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, one of the last three nevim, so in Zechariah Perek Yudalot, he speaks there about the war of Gog and Magog, and at the end he speaks about how there will be so much loot that Yidden will have from Gog and Magog. So it says there, "V'lo ye'oid Knani beveis Hashem." There won't be any more a Knani in the house of Hashem. So there's the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "What means lo ye'oid Knani?" So there's different discussions, but Knani means a merchant. You won't have to do business. But it says Ein Kan Oni. Knani means Ein Kan Lo Yoid Knani. Ein Kan Oni. There's no poor person here. So the Gemara says, as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says that the whole discussion is discussed in different pesukim and Kehelis. It says you should remember the Eibishter until the Giyu Shonim Asher Toymer Ein Libahem Chefes. There'll come years that you'll say you have no desire. So the Gemara says, Eilu Yimei HaMashiach, Shem Bam Lo Yischus V'Lo Yichayva. These are the days of Mashiach, that when Mashiach comes, there's no schus, there's no, you can't acquire merits, and you can't acquire sin, and you can't sin. Opliga de Shmuel, and this statement is in disagreement with Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel said, "Ein bin ilam hazel the Moisa Mashiach alashibud malchus b'levad." The only difference between this world and the days of Mashiach is shibud malchus, that the Yidden won't be subject to other kingdoms. The truth is, in shibud malchus b'levad, stamped on the gate our discussion here. But the Pashas Yilam Shah Shibud Malchus means that Yidden won't be enslaved to other goyim, but it's other places of Sims Fadim that they explain. The word is not Shibud Malchus means that Yidden will rule on all the other nations. That just means Yidden will have independence. The true word that Eimer Elam Hazel Shibud Malchus Bilvad, they tie it to Project. I mean, as is Mashra from the Nevuas. But in the Rambam, he definitely emphasizes how Mashiach will rule over the whole world. That Shibud Malchus means not just that we won't be ruled by the nations, but we will rule over the nations.
Mashiach
will rule over the whole the nations. Correct. Shneimer, and he says so, but there won't be any change in nature. Shneimer, like it says, Kilo Yechdal Avi Mikerav Haaretz. That there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh where the pasuk speaks about the importance of giving tzedakah, and the pasuk finishes off that Kilo Yechdal Avi Mikerav Haaretz. Ask me the siddur, if you don't mind, also.
No, but it's Danish dog.
Okay.
In the laning from...
Tzaruf le-maisa. Tzaruf le-maisa.
So it says... Yeah, so... Kilo yachta levi mikerev haaretz. There won't be... You know, Hashem won't... There will always be a poor in the land. Okay, in lechi mitzav chalem b'b'seich tiftach asyot chalachich l'aniyach l'vienich ha-barzach. A different command to tell you... Should open up your hand to your brother, to your porn. Now, what is the meaning of this Gemara here? So the meaning of this Gemara is a matter of two major ways of learning the Gemara. There's the way how Rashi learns the Gemara, and there's the way that Ramban learns the Gemara. Rashi learns the Gemara that when we say that when Mashiach comes, there's no schus and there's no chayva, there's no merits and there's no sins, is we're talking particularly regarding one type of merit and one type of sin. The mitzvah of tzedakah. There's no merit. Rashi says, "Leidavar liskeis by shakulam ashirim." There's nothing to merit. Now there's a mitzvah of tzedakah because everyone is rich. V'loy chayva. There's no chayva. There's no room for sin. La'amitz leiv likpoy tziyah. To you know, the Torah says, "Loy sa'amitz as levavcha." You shouldn't
hold your hand tight.
You shouldn't make your heart tight or hold your hand back. So there won't be room to not to give tzedakah when Mashiach comes, because there won't be any need for tzedakah in the first place. So the lechoyda ibn ufik, so to say on the surface, what reason why Rashi learns the Gemara this way is because the Gemara in the continuation speaks about the whole, and the Gemara continues on a whole ma'isa about poverty. That's one push the thing.
So
why
Teira, when Teira says Layechda Levi Mekerav Haaretz, goes also Lefish Shmuel after Mashiach comes?
Yeah.
Not everything in Teira Lechoyer it's like that. But Schar Voine Shemparshas Bechukei Sayo Dorten Voyim Tishmuel Leisi Shmuel, that's also Mashiach comes, it's actual v'mizot.
Where's it's actual on Mashiach?
And this is a Achiva Mitzvah.
We'll get to that in a second. So now there's a whole other discussion here. There's the way that Ramban learns Pshat. Ramban says, this is a whole separate discussion which is not for tonight. That when Mashiach will come, there won't be any sin or merits b'chal. There won't be any Yetzer Hara. So whether Pshat is there won't be free choice, or if there'll be free choice, but you won't have any desire to sin. So there won't be any. The whole idea of acquiring merits or. Rahman al-Islam, the reverse, is if you, there's room, you know, we have free choices, but when Mashiach comes, there's no Yetzir Hara, so there's no schus, there's no chayva. What exactly this means, again, it's a matter, does it mean when Mashiach comes, there won't be any aliyahs? So the way the Maharal Mipraag also goes more or less with the Rashid of the Rambam, but he explains, it doesn't mean that there won't be any room for improvement. You know what they say, what the biggest room in the world is? The room for improvement. That doesn't mean there won't be any room for aliyahs, but it means that the aliyahs will be like Malach. Chassidus explains, he doesn't use that terminology, I'm just borrowing a marshal from Chassidus, that the difference between Malachim and Neshamas that are down here in Elam Hazah. Down here now, you're able to reach, you know, you're able to, in 1 second, you could turn from Rosh Gomer to Tzadik Gomer, to complete Rosh to complete Tzadik. In Gan Eden, it's from level to level. You can't jump the gun, as they say. So he says, now, in this, before Mashiach comes, you could completely transform. Mashiach comes, you know, there's going to be aliyahs, but you won't be able to, like, you go from level to level, but it won't be, you know, such a great, you know, whatever. But I don't want to get into this conversation, because, whatever, it raises questions, which is a separate thing. So, according to the Ramban's whole thing, Drai of Shita Shmuel, that there won't be change. In other words, what Shmuel is saying is more taken in a general context. So, when Mashiach will come, there will still be poor people, which means that the way life is as we know it today, where there is there's negative things in the world, and therefore there's also room for a Yetzer Hara, and some small levels still exist. So therefore there's still room for mitzvahs and avedas and avoda and things like that. That's the way that Ramban learned the Gemara. But the way that Rashi learns the Gemara is very simple. Rashi is not at all making a statement, doesn't learn that the Gemara is making a statement, that when Moshiach will come, there won't be any room to do that, there won't be any mitzvahs, any avedas. But one thing, the mitzvah of tzedakah won't apply. And this is in contrast with Shmuel, who says, when Moshiach will come, there will be poor people. This Gemara is quoted in a few places. It's not the Rashi. It's not over here, but earlier on in Masechta Shabbos, it says there's a whole discussion, also which is a separate discussion about warfare, about Klei Zion, about
weapons
when Moshiach comes. Which affects the laws of Shabbos today. If somebody will walk outside with a weapon on Shabbos, if he's considered carrying or not. Obviously, we're not talking about in the case of Pikuach Nefesh. But so the Gemara also quotes a Shita of Shmuel here, and actually, I believe it's over here in the Ketukei Seferim, where he brings old manuscripts. The Sefer called the Ketukei Seferim came out years ago, that he had different manuscripts, was comparing the version of the Gemara, the way we have it here, different manuscripts over there. It says, I think it's over here, or maybe it's in this over here, in Kufin Alfa Meitz, where there's one manuscript that he adds in the Lashon of Shmuel, or Lashon of Gemara, clearly specifies that there will be poor people. So Rashi says over here, Rashi says, what's the Raya of Shmuel? Says, well, Yechta Levin, there won't be any poor people, that a poor people won't cease from the face of the earth. Mashma lo'ilam. It's mashma that there will always be, the simple reading of the pasuk is that there will always be poor people. So it's mashma forever.
Lechta.
Huh?
Lechta.
Lechta. There'll never come a time there won't be any poor people. So, Memela, what the Rashi now emphasizes more. Rashi says, Shema minon nechomish and isnabu hanavim. He says, so it comes up from here that those nechamis, the comforts, the comforting words that the Nevi'im tell us, that there won't be any more poor people, they're not talking about the days of Mashiach, she'af min ha'ilam hazeh, she'hein min ha'ilam hazeh, which they are from this world. Because if so, it will come out that there won't be any poor people when Mashiach comes. There will be poor people.
In that case,
yeah, there will be poor. There won't be poor people. Now, so it comes out. We all heard probably at one point or another the Shita of Shmuel. That Shmuel says that when Mashiach comes, the world will run according to nature. And the Rambam paskens like Shmuel. Yeah. The whole Raya of Shmuel is really based on this Nekuda. If there'll be poor people or not. If you're going to say that will always be poor people, so then that is where Shmuel gets it from, that all the prophecies that Nevi'im speak about Mashiach will come don't apply to Yemei Mashiach. All the supernatural things, because the Torah clearly says La'yach Delevi, that will never, poor men will never see.
So for when they do,
So now here comes the point. The question here comes: according to Shmuel, Shmuel doesn't disagree with the meaning of the pasuk. He doesn't say that the Nevi'im said in the voice. It's an emes in the voice. It's a true prophecy. So what does it mean when the Nevi'im said there won't be any more any poor people? So the Mashal Taisha Zoi said that means Shmuel holds it's going to happen. What in the Gemara's term is lo'ilam haba, yeah. Which means basically after Tchiyas HaMeisim.
So another 4 years, whatever
it is, Shmuel definitely doesn't give a time when Tchiyas HaMeisim.
Did Rambam write?
Doesn't say in Tashiyah the time
when is Tchiyas HaMeisim going to
be? Yeah, that's a separate thing. You're right.
Other fetzigash better than
you guys are quite a similar chavah.
For the mach, this was a few minutes. It's good to speak.
I don't know what's the source, but yeah, okay, no.
Fine, so
so
it divides into two kufis. So once I've understood this, so this is a poshta thing.
The Rambam's shit is not. Rambam says it's more when the times will be in the Shabbos without kufim. That's the lashon. More mashon Rambam and Habba.
I'm not sure if it's a good thing. I'm not sure if it's a good thing. I'm not sure if
it's a good thing. I'm not sure if it's a good thing. To say that we can understand today exactly what's going to be then.
Okay, so.
Which five?
So the word is like this. It comes out like this. Everyone, it comes out, but pashtus, you're going to have to say L'chayrim. It's very clear that according to Shmuel, there will come a time that there won't be any poor people. Right? Shmuel is not disagreeing with the Nevuah. So what is Shmuel saying? L'chayrim, the Pasuk says, L'yachta love yimikarev adis, that will never...
Why is it so complicated? Why is it different with the Rambam writes?
Huh?
Why is it much different with the Rambam writes?
Who says it's much different with the Rambam writes?
The Rambam writes won't, it's not, it doesn't mean big kripshut. And you don't know what's going to... Rambam says it's not kripshut. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, L'chayrim. Rambam writes clearly that he bases himself on Shmuel.
So fine. So the answer to the certain things you can, certain nevuahs. There's two general approaches you could take. What Shmuel is going to do with the psukim from the Nevi'im. One approach you could take is like I mentioned that they're going to happen later. Yeah. Another approach you could take is that they're not to be taken literally. Okay. Now. The problem with that approach is that, which is what the Rebbe is emphasizing in the famous Sikha in Shteit Kufis, in the Sikha's Chelech of Zayim Pashas B'chukosai, that there's certain psukim that you have to take literally. V'loyayit Knani B'veis Hashem, there's other ways, other mefarshim, different ways of learning it. You don't have to learn the words V'loyayit Knani, that ain't Kanani, there's no poor person there. So Shmuel could find the easy way out of that pasuk. But there's other nechams, other take tchias and mason. Tchias and mason, the Rebbe learns, is shinu minogi shalaylam. It's sheha. No, I'm saying, so Shmuel has to agree to tchias and mason, right? And furthermore, there's a gemara mesach the psach, and the gemara asks different things. One pasuk says this, one pasuk says that. The gemara says differences in by some mashiach leilam hab, and says according to Shmuel that says emin almas mesam mashiach shivach zavan. Idi leilam haba. Those are the Gemara klar. The Gemara itself says that both psukim are speaking about leilam haba. Now, if you want to go with the sheet of the Rambam, the leilam haba means the Gan Eden, and explain the Gemara that way, you could, but it gets very complicated. From the pashas hasugya, the way most. Now, the Rebbe's word of Shteit Kufis, the Rebbe was mechadash more in the Rambam. In Shitas Shmuel, many people say it. I mean, it's the Rebbe himself brings the Shiloh and others that say it. So in other words, it's not mistabrit to say that according to Shmuel, lo'ilam vah, the world is going to run the way it is now, and there won't be any change in nature. So what is so? But Pashas, once there's a change in nature, there won't be poor people also. So what the word the way I understand the word is like this, and this is meduik in the lashon of Rashi. Where Rashi says that Shmuel says as long as the world runs, there's going to be poor people, and he uses the lashon that Yemois HaMashiach is also mino ilam hazahim. Rashi uses the lashon here. Loyumayisam sheikh nsabu shehein min ha'olam haza. Rashi himself, in another place, also learns that Shmuel is going to hold those people and going to happen loyolam haba. It's not sure which place it is, but
Loyumayisam sheikh is min ha'olam haza.
Yeah, was meant as this haste. In other words, it's. What I'm saying right now is I'm discussing it. I don't have clear proof, but I think it's forced to say this way. There's maybe one other word I could say. I'll say it in a minute. Shmuel, the pasuk layechta levi, right? The Gemara itself, and I'll be mocked him with another shah. I'll preface another question. There's a famous sefri, which Rashi brings down al ha-Torah. Right before this pasuk about layechta levi, there's a pasuk that speaks about Shemitah, whatever, and it says that you by Shemitah comes, you shouldn't collect your debts. Efes ki lo ye b'cha evyin. It says, ki yivarech v'rechecha Hashem v'vorech Hashem v'rechecha nachal rishta rakim shemay. If you listen to Nebuchadnezzar, there won't be any poor people amongst you. So the Sefri says, what's going on over here? Here it says, if you listen to Hashem, there won't be poor people. A few psukim down the road, it says, lo yech v'levin, they'll never cease to be poor. So the Sefri says, if you serve Nebuchadnezzar, the poor people will be amongst the goyim, not amongst you. If you don't serve the Abish, there'll be poor people amongst you. So the way this if he learns in the Welt, in the world at large, there's going to have to be at some point someone poor. But it doesn't necessarily have to be amongst the Jewish people. Is there a Chumashi with Rashi?
Which one?
The bottom.
Rashi brings Tchira the same question.
I was just wondering
how
Rashi said.
What did he go? He went to the different chapter. Bring dort nach a mishu chum shetera. Rashi fragt the same question. Doch zu mir.
Rashi fragt the same question.
I think so, no?
Yeah,
one second. Doch zu mir the same question. Man, she is in great sin. Why am I?
She bring this.
Huh?
She bring this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ashur says the same thing. Fine. So, some people ask a shaila on Shmuel. It's a question that Rebbe Ritva asks on Shmuel. What is he proving from the pasuk Vayechta Levyin? L'chayda, it says Efes Kilei V'Chavyin. At least B'negei the Yidden, you know, you could. It says it won't be any poor people. So Ritva says, I mean, it's. I don't understand how it answers the question. But the Ritva says that he quotes other sages. People ask and they answered. He says that there won't be someone that's very poor, but aniyim they'll still be. Says he explains there's two levels of poverty. There's you have the halachos. You have an evyoim. You have someone that's completely poor. Has garnish, and you have ani. Yeah, ani. You have. Let's say in the famous thing when it comes to the laws of stock, it says that if someone has 199 zuz, you'll have to give him stock. If there's a certain amount that he doesn't, that it, if he has money but he doesn't have a certain
stock
amount,
in the gematria 199.
Yeah. So in other words, he says. So that's what he answers. He says that Shmuel will say that even when you do the tzei nishal mokim, it doesn't mean that you won't have some. You won't have an evyim, but you'll still have ani. Ibazay the shail I just have is ibazay. Why is he quoting the pasuk lo yachta levyin? Okay, whatever. It can zechanetz again. But the way I understand it is like this. Shmuel's raya from the pasuk lo yachta levyin, the way I understand it, could be understood not so much based on the pasuk lo yachta levyin. It's based on the understanding what Yemois HaMashiach is. Shmuel says Yemois HaMashiach by definition is part of Olam Hazeh. Yemois HaMashiach, the Maral is Madish. Even according to Shmuel, Yemois HaMashiach is not going to be exactly the way things are now. But Yemois HaMashiach, to a certain extent, is not considered a totally new world. It's considered a continuation of this world. So therefore, Shmuel says, since Yemois HaMashiach is part of Olam Hazeh, and regarding Olam Hazeh, it says, Kiloyech Talevin, the Seitz Mitzad, even though the other Pasuk says that if you do the Abish's will, there won't be poor people, but Mitzad, the nature of the world, you can't say that it's impossible that you'll be poor. It could be special bracha of the Abish that there won't be anyone poor. But Mitzad, the nature of the world, there could be someone poor. So Shmuel says, since he learns Yemois HaMashiach is part of this world, the Zokter, you can't say there's going to be such massive change. Because the pasuk itself defines that in the nature of this world there has to be a evyon. So Mamela, even Yemois HaMashiach, you want to say that there'll be a much greater bracha and chveis, but at least you can't say it'll be totally shaloi be'erach, that it won't be shayach at all the metzias of someone that's poor. So those chachamim that say that disagree with Shmuel and say that even when Mashiach comes there won't be any poor people, the shayla is what they hold. Because the shailas, if they hold that Yemois HaMashiach is taka a whole different thing, as is mashm the way some people learned, or they hold that they have a different way of understanding Yemois HaMashiach. But in other words, the raya of Shmuel, the way I understand it, goes together. It's not proof from the words Kaleach Delevian, because according to Shmuel, there's going to have to come a time when there won't be any of Yoinim. But Shmuel says when Olam Haba comes, let's say some of Farshim say it's the seventh millennium, or after the Chesam Esam, Shmuel will hold, he says that's a different world. The Torah is talking about the world that we know, when there's going to be another world, a whole different order of nature, higher than nature, whatever it might be. That's not what the Torah is talking about. So Shmuel doesn't hold as a contradiction to say that there will come another period And there'll be Shemaim Chadosh, Eretz Chadosh, a whole different period where there won't be a whole different way of life where there won't be Shaykh of poor people.
Over there, Taka won't be Noah.
Taka there won't be any of him. But Shmuel says, since we understand, it's not going to be a totally new world. It's going to be a continuation of this world. So if in this world we say, that there has to be poor people, it's not Shaykh when Mashiach comes, there should be such a radical change. As I verstehe, that's my humble
understanding. Who wants to volunteer to be a Evian? Be'emes, we all could be rich. But who wants to volunteer to be a Evian? Because they even should be able to mekayim the mitzvah.
Eimunot.
So it won't be no. Chvedotin, today you got 5%, it's going to be 10%. Who wants to volunteer?
So the way, and so in other words, the sheet of Shmuel is not shad the leyach the love, he means that they're always, forever and ever, at seif kol adayt is till the end of all time, there's always going to have to be poor people. It means as long as the world is part of the way the world is now, there can't be such a thing that there won't be poor people. And Yemayisa Mashiach is still part of that. That's what I think Rashi is trying to say. Now, another word, which is what you said, which could tie into the Rebbe's whole sheet about Yemayisa Mashiach and Shmuel, is that Shmuel said like this. Again, this is a little bit maybe al-derech hadrush, but I think it fits in an inyan. Shmuel says, what's Yemayisa Mashiach? Yemayisa Mashiach is Shleimus HaTeira Ramitzus. Mitzvah Mashiach is a time when you complete Torah mitzvahs. Mitzvah Tzedakah is one of the fundamental mitzvahs. So Shmuel says, you're going to say the Mashiach come in by Yitzchus v'lei Chayva. Shmuel says, Torah mitzvahs, the way mitzvahs are set up in the world, the completion of Torah mitzvahs, one of the fundamental mitzvahs is Tzedakah. So if Mashiach comes, is a time when you fulfill the mitzvahs in the highest way. So the world, it was created in a way that you should be able to fulfill the mitzvahs. If you can't fulfill the mitzvah of stock, it's already not Yemayisa Mashiach. It's a totally different stage. So Shmuel says, the Torah says, L'yachdal Avyein, as part of, again, it's not Posh Tepshat, but I think it's, Avshakem Nazayah Shtikal Arayin Lenin, that L'yachdal Avyein is part of the mitzvah of stock. So in other words, the way Torah, the mitzvah of stock was established, is that there should be poor people. So there has to be some level of poverty remaining. Olam Haba, the second period, and then we say Mitzvah Spitalis, which is a whole separate discussion. That's a time, a different, it's not the time of the Shleimus of Torah Mitzvahs, at least the way we know it today. Hayetzulanum Kolan now. So the bottom line is what I wanted to say is that even, everyone holds it's going to have to become a time that there won't be poor people. Now, even according to Shmuel, this is what I want to say, even according to Shmuel, which holds that L'yech Telev, there has to be poor people. So first of all, like the Ritva says, it doesn't have to mean someone that's very poor. It could be someone that's an Oni to say he's missing. The Rambam uses a lush in the Pirush Mishnah. He said the Rambam, when he discusses Yemayisa Mashiach, he says that then there'll be, you know, the small thing you do will be able to make a lot of it. And he uses the lush, but there will still be strong and weak comparative to each other. And so early, the regular Pirush Mishnah says Aniyim v'ashirim also. But in later, in another, Rabbi Kapach in this translation took it out, which means that then everyone will have lefiyarech, but still compared to rich people in times of Mashiach, there will be people that will be poor. And the Maral says that Shmuel is talking about yichidim, not talking about klal Yisrael more or less. Taka have bracha. There'll still be individuals that might sin, that might be poor. And this is what we hear through in the voice of the Zohar, which is I want to finish off. The Zohar says that. The Zohar doesn't quote Shit of Shmuel, name of Shmuel. The Zohar says, makes a difference in Amei Ha'aretz and Tamidei Chachamim. It says that Amei Ha'aretz, by them, the Taka won't be a change of nature. But by Tamidei Chachamim, we'll have all the miracles. So it could be, this is the same vein of what I said earlier, it could be there'll be certain people that for them will Taka, by them will be Shaykh of Yoinim, but for, the says, for most, by them will there be, you know, Ashiras Muflaga. It could is Zion take a thing out of the
mouth. It's come on, it talks and tails. They don't even have it. She was with kinders, was to come out once a month. And everybody in the families would run to get the first one to read. Anyway, they'll remember as a child. There's a story over there from Bashem Tov about two friends that they grew up together and the children grew up together and they mafiach each other, they always help each other. And so how was one became rich? You ever heard the story? Anyway, one became rich. The woman became poor, and the poor man came to him, and he says, "Well, Mr. Kansel, help him." And Meshach Hazman,
the Tzaddik,
and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik, and the Tza You know, the Yid came to Hashem Tov and asked Hashem Tov a bracha. If you need a bracha, the Hashem Tov needs a bracha. He says, "No, Chabal." So the Hashem Tov told him. He tells him the story, and so how he tells the story is that after 120 years they came to Mila, and then the Shomas. And this one they put in the hand him. This one put in the hand him. This one put in the hand him. He always helped. This one didn't help. He met a star. He didn't even live up to. Do you remember the story? Anyway, so Hachi was. So the neshama that went to Gan Eden was happy. The mole started bothering him. What do you mean? My best friend is in Gan Eden. So he's crying. It's ungepelt. The mata is going to come down. Being that he asked that it come back to the mata, he came back as an ani. and the usher came back as an usher
to help him.
And what happened was the guy was to come and help him. And what happened was, and well, life and the condition was that how will he go back after his time? The next round to come back to Gan Eden is if he comes back to him, I'll ask him and help him b'shefa. What happened was he came. You're gonna only come to mentir and give back to the zakhin. Don't get to the kupis. I saw hakol days. I'm looking for that potek. Shmeta yena nifti gevoni. The Hashem that tilted the mice. Yena had the mice. As a child, we say, hear the story. I said, what do you mean? That Eid, that tzaddik, is a recommend the world? No, come on, I'll say, on me, look. Yeah, like, yeah, if I get him, if I sign him, if I get him, help, I wish that I should have been shown from Gan Eden. I'm going to hand him.
Okay, so we should go to the Yomid. Today is still Rosh Chodesh.